coming home for the holidays. I look out and I see some who are joining us today who are coming home for the holidays to celebrate with your family. And throughout the Advent Christmas seasons, we will see a lot of our friends and family returning home for the holidays. I can remember when I was living in Oklahoma, and Debbie and I were dating. We were engaged around November, December, and I remember how I longed to come home for the holidays to be with my soon-to-be bride. And every time I made that trip from Oklahoma across that long, winding, boring interstate, I-40, I would always remember as I traveled through the night of why I was coming home. I was coming home to see Debbie. And nothing was going to stop me or stand in my way. I don't care if I got out of a 5 o'clock class. I would get in the car and drive the 8 hours to Holka in order to see my family and to see Debbie. One of our favorite holiday movies is Home Alone. This past week we had our staff Christmas party and we had a little bit of Home Alone trivia. After leaving her son at home and flying to Paris, France, I'm reminded of the persistence of Kate McAllister as she tried to get back home to Kevin. She wouldn't give up. She was persisting in her attempts to find an open seat on an airplane, even trying to give away jewelry and other things. She ends up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Do you remember how she gets from Scranton back to Chicago? With the Kenosha Kickers, a polka band, traveling in the back of a rental truck. Nothing was going to stop her from getting home. Isaiah chapter 40 is about coming home. The passage calls to mind Israel's Exodus journey through the desert. They had spent hundreds of years enslaved by a foreign nation living in a land far from home. God raised up Moses, who led them out of the mud pits in Egypt, across the desert, and to their home, the promised land. Can you imagine this mass of people traveling across the desert? Can you imagine building a highway through a mountainous terrain, a wilderness place with gorges and loose rock and cliffs? It would seem like an impossible task, but yet God made a way. In a similar way, this passage, it looks forward too, to a man we call John the Baptist. He was a wilderness prophet who lived and preached out of town in this remote place down by the riverside. And his voice would cry out day after day to people to repent and to make room in their hearts for the coming of the Messiah, a new king who would lead his people in a new exodus, leading us out of being slaves to sin and into the promise of a new life by following a man named Jesus. There's a twist, though, in Isaiah chapter 40. The twist is this. It's not so much about us coming home to be with God, but God coming to make His home with us. Jesus is the way that we get back home to God. The gospel teaches us that we don't have to go off searching for some hidden pathway that leads us to God, but rather God moves to find us. He will move into the worst neighborhoods where others are scared to go. He finds the soul that is hiding in dark places. He searches for the one that's most buried underneath the scars of their past. He finds us in the dry desert, and He leads us back home to freedom. Why did He do it? Why does God do it? It was love. It was love that led Him. There is more instinctual and pure than a mother's love for their child. By coming as a baby, the Lord seems to be messaging to us that this is the essence of first love. The love between God and Eve. The first love between God and humanity. Thinking about this week sparked my imagination as I saw the artwork that's printed on the cover of your bulletin. I want to invite you to turn over to the cover of your bulletin. You probably noticed this beautiful piece of art by Sister Grace Remington, a Catholic nun who lives at the Abbey of the Mississippi in Iowa. Mary and Eve is the title of this artwork by Sister Grace. Eve is standing on the left. She's clutching the apple, which is a reminder of her guilt and her shame. Look at how she's dressed, just covered with the length of her hair. Eve's curse is depicted by the serpent that is wrapped around her leg. Mary stands on the right side of the image. She seems to look upon Eve with compassion. She stands there with her, touching her, and looking deeply at her. Mary is standing there with her heel upon the head of the serpent. The most prominent characters in the image is Eve and Mary. But notice that Jesus is there too. Where's Jesus? In the center of the drawing. He is at the center, visible underneath the veil of Mary's womb, the pregnant Mary. Sister Grace's artwork illustrates how God comes to lead the lost and desperate Eves and Adams of this world back home. It shows us how God redeems us. Sister Grace, I was reading an article, an interview with her about this piece of art, and she said this. She said, "Advent seems to me to be a perfect time to reflect on these two mothers of all the living." The writer of 1 Timothy says, "This saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." Sister Grace goes on to say, "One of the things I was pondering as I drew this picture was the question of why Eve said no to God and Mary said yes." What is Sister Grace talking about? Eve said no to God by disobeying His command. God said, "You can eat from all the fruit of the trees in the garden, except the one tree. What Eve said no to by taking the fruit and eating it is she was saying no to God's boundaries. She was saying no to God's authority. The angel who appeared to Mary told her that she would become the mother of a child that was by the Holy Spirit's own choosing. What did Mary say and respond in response to the angel? Let it be to me according to what you have spoken. She said yes. Sister Grace writes, I wonder whether Mary was able to give her yes precisely because she knew how desperately we needed God. How might we say yes? How might we say yes to God this Advent? Let me suggest we do it in two ways. First, for those that have never said yes to Jesus, you may think the Lord doesn't want to be where you are. Until you realize that God desires you, He desires to be with you. With you. Until we realize that, God will always feel far and distant. We will always feel far from home. Say yes to His love. Say yes and open your heart and receive the gift. How might we say yes to God the second way? And I want to speak to those that are followers of Jesus. How do we say yes to God this Advent? In order for God to make His way to us, we need to tame the wildness. Now, I was tempted to change the title of the sermon from The Wilderness and the Way to the wildness and the way. What am I talking about? We may not live in a geographical wilderness or desert place, but that doesn't mean that it feels sometimes like we are living in a wilderness place. The world around us can feel wild and crazy, untamed, and a little chaotic. I feel at times the world around me is like that. I feel sometimes like I am trying to create this smooth-running circus out of a bunch of wild monkeys. Now, I'm not talking about you. I have a saying that I use all the time to remind myself that it's not my job to fix everybody or to solve every problem. You know what I say? Staff hear me say it all the time. Not my circus, not my monkeys. You know, my own life and problems are sufficient enough for me. You ever feel like that? Y'all, Christmas can be one of the busiest seasons of the whole year for families. Do you agree? Yes. Well, let me tell you what my family is doing. We are intentionally slowing down for the next 2 weeks. We're doing that as a church as well. You'll notice that the calendar for the church after next Sunday gets pretty slow for a couple of weeks. That's intentional. We've decided to not overload your calendars or to create a religious circus of activity around here all Christmas season. Rather, what we are doing is encouraging you to slow down and experience a true Advent. Praying, expecting, O come Emmanuel, Lord be with us. I want to encourage you to focus on making room for Jesus' presence to come to you. Slow down. Do Advent. Sit in anticipation. Wait in hope. Love the people that you're with. A band that I was introduced to back in 2020, the name of the band is Ordinary Elephant. It is a husband and wife duo from Louisiana. I had the privilege of attending a barn concert. It was their first concert after COVID when I first met Crystal and Pete. What a name for a duo, Crystal and Pete. Sort of like Pistol Pete. I've become a follower of theirs, a sort of a little mini fan. I've supported them in their recent album project that they released back this summer, and because of that, they've sent me things. And I order things, and I, you know, get signed things from them. This week, Crystal sent me a bookmark of some lyrics that are on their new album. And the lyrics are from one of the songs called Hardwood. Crystal is a beautiful poet, and their lyrics are all her poetry, put to kind of folksy bluegrass type of music. And in the song Hardwood, there's a verse that I think describes the season of Advent. It's written on this bookmark. It says this: I will slow down. I will work hard to be where I am. I will be still. I will be moved to be where I am. I will let this day be where I am. Wow. I will slow down. I will be still. I will be right where I am. This morning I stepped out of my car, and as my feet hit the parking lot outside, I said, Lord, I am in Clinton, Mississippi. This is where I am. Lord, I am on the campus of Clinton Methodist Church. This is where I am. I will slow down. I will be still. I will let this day be right where I will be. And what I'm excited about today is being with you and enjoying God's presence with us. Here's how my family, my little circus, is going to put this into practice. It's a little tradition that we started during COVID. We call it, it's a unique title, so get ready for it, the 12 Days of Christmas. You know, Christmas is a season. Advent is a season. It's the season leading up to Christmas Day. Well, Christmas Day starts a new season. It's to be a 12-day celebration of Christmas. But we tweaked it just a little bit because, you know, once Christmas actually comes the day after, everybody's tired of it, right? They're ready to take the tree down and move on. So what we incorporated in our family back during COVID is we celebrate the 12 days of Christmas leading up to December the 25th. So starting this Friday, this coming Friday, we will observe 12 days of Christmas, like we've been doing for the last 4 years. And what we do is this. Everyone slows down, and for a few minutes every evening for 12 days in a row, our family will gather. The boys will join us by Zoom or by FaceTime. We will sit as a family in the living room. We'll light the Advent candle. We will share a short devotional together. We will pray together. And we will share a small gift with each other. We are making room for Jesus to come. I want to encourage you to make room for God's presence to find you this Advent. Slow down, be still, and live by this mantra for the next couple of weeks. I will let this day be where I am. I encourage you to read, to watch, and pray. And I will pray for you that the Lord will make those moments be where He appears. Appreciate where you are and who you're with. Now, for those of you that aren't contemplative, that aren't very meditative, that isn't how you connect with God, then here's what I want you to do. Follow the advice of day four's readings in the Protagonist Daily Reader that you read this past week. In that daily devotional, Matt and Dan told us that God chooses to be in the places where there are people who are often neglected and forgotten. So those of you that are more doers than beers, if you want to find God, then go hang out in those places that Matt talks about. Those places on the margins. Those places where there are people that are often forgotten and neglected. Go be with people there. Serve them. Feed them. Clothe them. Visit them. And when you do that, you will find Him. You will find Jesus. Jesus is the way home. May He find us and redirect our hearts back home again to His presence this Advent season. Amen.